January 23rd. On February This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
This is Dead Root Revival on CFRC
101.9, Queen's University Radio,
Kingston, Ontario.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
The Kingston Canadian Film Festival returns this winter, running February 25th to March 1st in downtown Kingston. With close to 100 Canadian films, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival also hosts tons of comedy, live music, workshops, and special guest appearances. Highlights this season include casts from Letterkenny, Biff Naked, Sean Majumder, July Talk, and Mark Ford. Make sure to check out the opening night film Youngblood, a fresh remake of the original hockey cult classic. And get ready for the new Degrassi documentary with a live appearance from cast members Spike and Caitlin. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival, running February 25th to March 1st. Check out the lineup and get tickets by visiting kingcanfilmfest.com.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Hey, we're the Wilderness, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Ba-ba-da-ba-do-do-do.
That
lick.
Nice. We're keeping that in.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How's your breakfast?
It's good. I have an addiction to the spinach feta and egg white wraps from Starbucks.
I had the egg white turkey breakfast sandwich yesterday, and it was very good. It's not good for the budget if it's a daily.
Oh, definitely not. Thursdays, my radio station days,
that's
I treat myself. This was almost $7.
Yeah.
Was it worth that? I don't know.
Hey, if you know it's a treat, then you're good. Then you're good.
And they made my coffee at home today, so
that
cancels out.
We got our own little personal coffees.
Exactly.
It's good. Not in the control room. What did you just say? No. We don't have any drinks in here.
What? No.
Millie and Cindy here this morning. It's the Indie Wake Up Call live from Carruthers Hall, and we're saying it again. It's cold.
It's very cold.
It's -14, but I have enjoyed this week. It's been beautiful. And did you notice, like, at around 5:15 yesterday, I looked around, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, it's still sunny out. Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, it was twilighty, but still, like, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was nice. I was walking back from class, and it wasn't pitch dark outside.
We're going to make it, everybody.
It's the freaking groundhog. He told us there was going to be more winter, but that's okay.
Yeah, the American groundhog did.
This is true. Punk 20 Phil.
Right. So Wyerton Willie said spring's coming early, and I saw the meteorologist like, no. And I watched the video of the groundhog. He did not want to be there. Like, he was not feeling it. There was a lobster in Nova Scotia that predicts. What? Yeah,
this is the first time hearing of this.
There was a lobster, so
you know what? I trust the lobster.
Yeah, the lobster. She's great, and she said in early spring. But again, like they've been hammered out there. I can't imagine like where all that snow is going to go if they're getting in early spring. So you know, we're just living our lives here, and we've got some Kate Renata in the background. Yeah. Did you watch the Grammys?
I did, yeah. I mean, I watched the first half, the important half.
I can't get through the whole thing.
It's so long. And
they're trying to get you excited. And I mean, some of the clips look like it was fun to watch live. Like, I went to bed too. I'm like, I can't. I'm not waiting. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't like to see those super mashup groups. They're usually horrible.
Yeah.
But I love that they let the new artists each perform live. I felt like, yes, because as I said to you before, like so often now at the Grammys, they don't actually reflect what happened in 2025. Like, they give out awards for people that they have not given awards to. And I was wrong in so many ways because I thought they were going to give it to Gaga for Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And they
she did win something
she
for
won
Mayhem,
one of the big fours
though.
For the first time. Like they said, she'd never won one of the big fours. Mm-hmm. And they did give her one. I can't remember what it was. But Bad Bunny. And I thought that was fantastic. His response, everything. I loved it. I do not know a lot of Bad Bunny songs. Like, I know when they're on and I know what he sounds like.
Yeah.
And yeah, yay Bad Bunny. That was really cool. But yeah, the new artist category, it was wonderful to watch them like just cycle through all of the artists. Love that.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really let the alternative artists on stage anymore, but some of them look pretty fire on the red carpet, which I watched red carpet.
Yeah. No, me too. That's, for me personally, that's the best part.
Because Staffelstein, did you see him? Like with the black mask? Like,
oh, yes, I did. So yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. So anyway, that's the stuff right there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the Grammys later in the show, but we've got some live shows coming to Kingston. We're going to play some artists that are coming to town, but let's start. Brand new song from Cassador.
Yep.
Brand new song, and they're playing next weekend.
On Saturday, on Valentine's Day.
Are you going to go? I'm away. I'm in the Berta.
I might go.
Yeah, well, it's reading week, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stay, and I might stay in Kingston for Valentine's Day to celebrate with my boyfriend, so I might make him celebrate by dragging him to the Cassador show.
Oh, handsome Cassador. That'll be great. Good. We talked to them about that.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of people's Valentines on that night.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, they got a new single. Great tour, little mini tour coming up, as Cam mentioned when he was in the show last time. So we're going to play some Ultraviolet Daydream. I don't know. We got some Cobra coming up, Forever Factory, Annabelle Chairlegs, just the artist alone. Got to play that. And more to come. But yeah, Indie Wake Up Call is live. We're here. We got some tunes.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. me in nighttime. Tell me I taste nice. Venomous divine white eyes. Don't rush, show me tongue limbo. Whispering things I do to you. Seeing me see through. I like when you're bending over me. You cheek to cheek with me. My technique. You feel so unique. Come lean into me. Breathing hush, hush, hush.
Hush, hush. wish I was going with you. Yeah, true, I don't know what I'm fighting for, but I've seen a thing or two and I'll keep a lookout. Tell me where you're going with your two men. I really want to see it all just happen. Yeah, true, I don't know what I'm fighting for, but I've seen a thing or two and I'll keep a lookout. Yeah, tell me where you're going. Tell me where you're going. Yeah, tell me where you're going.
love that.
Yeah, that was really good.
Not Sorry from Soft Cult. I love it. What else do we have?
Up next, we have some Pink Panthers.
So Pink Panthers, I like this song coming up, but I'm wondering if I'm going to continue to like Pink Panthers song. She looks so cute at the Grammys, by the way.
Yeah, she did.
But then she surprises me because I was like, you know, in 2024, I'm like, I think I know Pink Panthers. I don't think I need any more. And then Is This Illegal came out. I'm like, I want more Pink Panthers. So long game.
She's one of those artists who like I don't really actively listen to, but for some reason I know all the lyrics to her songs.
It's kind of nice, like that maybe she'll get like 20 years of a career out of that.
Yeah. Because
it won't bother us that much. It's like, yeah, this is comfortable to me. I enjoy it. We also played in that last set Annabelle Chairlegs with Patty Get Your Gun, and then Forever Factory, we were talking about them.
Yeah, Forever Factory, they're brand new artists. We played their song Absence, which actually I don't know if it's one person or a band, but I'm going to say they, because it sounds like a band.
Because they're so new.
Yeah, but Absence is their first release ever. I discovered them through the A-List, I believe.
Excellent. The A-List is the EH list from Exclaim magazine.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how much we love it off the air. Like, it's really helpful if you want to stay in touch.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to stay in the loop on, like new Canadian artists, it's brilliant. Like, I've discovered so many artists through there that I've, like, absolutely loved that, like, otherwise I might not have tapped into.
And these are artists sometimes that might roll through town, like, even as a sporting band for somebody. And, and you know, they're trying to get noticed, and they're out there touring, and we want to support. So, yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was noticing, too, on our local scene right now, we got a student band that's playing back-to-back nights starting tonight.
Yeah.
Dutch Baby. Get some sleep. Oh, my God.
No, seriously.
I just want to just say, like, they've got a packed schedule. They're going to be playing at Clark tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're playing tonight with the Bends, Guitars and Bars. That's what they're doing.
Nice.
Who's ready for Guitars and Bars? And then the following night, they got a free show at the Merchant, and they're going to be playing with Johnson Street. Gee, I wonder if that's a Kingston band. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But also, this was the one I was pretty excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out.
Prom at the Mansion.
We got to get these guys in. Okay, so
100%.
We're going to get them in the Thursday before that. They don't even know it yet.
Yeah.
They don't even know it yet.
But they will be here.
Okay, so Last Call, Dutch Baby, Naked by Nine, and LHRK.
Yeah.
So these are the bands on campus right now that I think they kind of are right now where we are at.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to get in touch with them. But they're having a prom at the Mansion on February 28th, and it looks like tickets are $10. I think your prom was a lot more expensive than that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, bouncelife.com, you can check that out. But, oh, my God, I want more details on that. Anyway,
no, seriously.
Dutch Baby's out there doing the work. And I think they even have new songs, too. So, anyway. Oh, we want to play? We almost played from yesterday. We're going to play it.
My bad.
It's okay. Also, just want a big shout out to Black Dog Hospitality. They are the sponsor of the Indie Wake Up Call Thursday morning. So, thank you for all that. Anyway.
Let me do an ASMR. Thank you, Black Dog Hospitality.
Oh, my God.
She's doing it.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the Grammys a little bit more later on in the show. But, we've got some good things happening. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to see the Shitty Beatles at the Broom Factory on Saturday, I believe.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's funny about their name. And I think a lot of Beatles fans show up to just sort of, I don't know, fact check them, but like, you know, Beatles fans are going to be Beatle fan.
Yeah.
And they're just maybe checking it all out. But it's fun too. Like, who doesn't like to do that? And again, Broom Factory, you get the kids running around.
Yep.
So wholesome.
No, seriously, I'm excited.
Have we had this discussion about who your favorite Beatle is? Because it's kind of a test with me.
Yeah. Listen, I've listened to the Beatles, obviously, like, growing up, like, my parents,
whatever. Right? Yeah.
And, like, you know, I like the Beatles, but two of my best friends at Queens are, like, die-hard Beatles fans. Like, die-hard.
They exist.
And,
of all 8, like, 10-year-olds are out there like that right now. They keep coming up.
Personally, my favorite is George Harrison.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his solo album coming out of the breakup was probably the best of the first round. Definitely. Like, What Is My Life? Like, oh, my God. Beautiful stuff there.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
It's Paul. Everybody who listens to this show.
That's true.
It's Paul. I love Paul so much. Sir Paul. Did not go see him. I have friends who did go and spend the money to go see him. And they're like, you know what? It was like almost 4 hours long. And it feels like I still should have paid him more money. It was that good. I'm like, no. Oh, my God. Yeah. So anyway, am I a huge Beatles fan? Like, I'm not one of those crazy people.
Mm, yeah. No, me
I
either.
Actually love me some Wings, frankly.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that
Yes,
Wings.
Yes.
Linda. rest in peace. Anyway, all the stuff. But yeah, you're going to have a good time.
I am. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Well, the reason I found out is because I was walking downtown with my friend who's like a diehard Beatles fan, and she was like, who's playing at the Broom Factory?
Oh my God. I think they do outfit changes. I might be wrong about that. I would want that.
Oh my God.
I would want that. I don't know. Now I'm saying something that I don't know. I'm just manifesting it for you, possibly.
I'm so excited.
Why don't we dig into that a little bit before I start saying things off the cuff? But it wouldn't be the Indie Wake Up Call Live Thursday if I didn't just, you know, spew stuff out.
Start talking.
Fact check later.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Oh, I want to play some Alex Cuba in the set, too, because he's playing the Spire. And if you're feeling cold, he's gonna do the job of making sure that you're happy and all warmed up, because we're going to just play something off his new album, too. We're so fortunate to have Alex come through Kingston a lot. And he has a pretty loyal fan base. But just in case you're wondering, he'll be at the Spire this weekend, too. So we'll do some
Exciting.
Of that.
Exciting.
All right. So anyway, let's have another set of music while we just drink more of our coffee here.
All right.
Good morning.
Primo de Yuburi, digo que es así que al final la campana suena y suena. Ocúpate de tu vida, saber vivir. Suma todo tu corazón a los momentos.
Suma todo tu
resta aquello que a tu verdad no ha de servir. Multiplicando lo que te diga el sentimiento.
Así tú
resolviendo tiempos para vivir.
Para vivir.
Resolviendo el tiempo para vivir.
Y dice: para vivir tengo el amor.
Las cosas buenas busco yo del dolor.
Me olvido para seguir.
Like, Myself in my seat. I need to focus on me.
Oh, so good. We're having a good morning. I hope everybody out there is having a good morning listening to the Indie Wake Up Call.
Indie Wake Up Call.
Oh, I see. We do have some Grammy performers coming up in this next set. So thoughts on the Grammys? Because, you know, a lot of people know I hate watch the Grammys because it often goes so south. And I do get sleepy, too. I feel that there should be, you know, the in memoriam stuff they do. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of did a cool job with it this year. Although I was asleep by the time they did, though.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I think that should be a separate show.
Yeah, I agree.
Could it be a separate show? Like, can we just celebrate what happened in 2025 and then maybe have a separate show? But I guess you would never get all those people together again.
That's true.
Anyway, I was saying Lauryn Hill, who, anyone who's Gen X out there, you know what I'm about to say. Like, that album, like, it still makes me weep. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, so much, like, in, I always say albums are in my top five, but yes, it's going back
genuinely
up.
Genuinely.
It's so good, and I think we all remember when she actually was at the Grammys. I think she was 23. Zion was, like, a baby.
Wow.
And she cleaned up. Like, she kind of had her Billie Eilish 17, like, moment where Lauryn just kept coming up and getting the trophies. We're like, oh, my God, she doesn't need the Fugees anymore. This is going to be an amazing 20 years. And then, no, it was not. It was not. It was not. And even, like, 10 years ago when she was out again, like, doing Rock the Bells and all the things, all those original fans were like, yeah, let's go see Lauryn Hill. It's going to be great. It was terrible. Terrible.
Unfortunately.
So bad. Like, doesn't like her fans. Was horrible to the bandmates that she brought up. Like, I saw it with my own eyes because I was an idiot and bought tickets and went, and it was like, you know, I could hear people rumbling saying she didn't make it to sound check, and it was so apparent, and she kind of messes with all the songs, and you couldn't sing along, like, almost on purpose she would make it so, like, I want to sing along.
Yeah, I mean, why not go to a show if you're not going to sing your heart out?
It was so bad. Like, it just seemed like she was so mad. And this is someone who, I just love that album. Mm-hmm. Did I not watch the clip of her at the Grammys? And it was fire.
So phenomenal.
It was a tribute to D'Angelo mostly. Mm-hmm. But she did Roberta Flack as well, which is obviously Killing Me Softly. That's the original singer of it. Mm-hmm. But all these, and they did have a lot of artists come out and do it. And it was so good. It was so good.
So good,
So I'm back in.
I know. I'm happy. I mean, like, I feel like the award shows, like, as I was saying earlier, especially since COVID, like, the award shows, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, all of it, like, it's been a little eh. But I feel like slowly we're coming.
Well, I mean, you're there. Well, it's subjective, right? Like, who are the people that decide why is Wildflower a song from 2025? Why is Messy a song from 2025 when they were songs that we fully enjoyed in 2024? I don't know how things work.
Yeah, I mean, Wildflower is even older than that. Like, I was listening to that.
It was Hit Me Hard and Soft, right?
In grade 12, and I'm almost done, like, second year uni.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why is this winning Grammy now? I don't know, but,
She got nothing last year, so maybe, again, you know, it's a club, right? I don't know. I was happy to see the Marias get to play live on stage. That was really good, fun stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's all going to be subjective, and some people won that I didn't think would win, and it was really...
Jelly Roll won a Grammy.
Yeah. There's that country thing. Like, they don't give out rock or alternative awards on the live broadcast anymore, but there's, like, a large chunk for country. I guess that's what it is. Here's someone who did a great job and won New Artist of the Year. Olivia Dean. This is from the soundtrack of that movie. Not movie. It's a TV show called This Town. It's in England. It's good.
Between the day you're born and when you die. Cause I know that when you're dead, you're gone. But I'd rather be a free man in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So